Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a game that has come out or is coming out. My name is Ben.
And my name is Ashton.
Ashton, it feels like we're in this studio every day talking about a new game that's coming out.
It's that time of year again. It's like February.
It doesn't stop.
It's back. We're in the third quarter of the, or is it the final quarter?
Some sort of financial thing is happening.
Yeah, and all the games are coming out in the next few months. So get ready to hear the phrase Quipscope a lot.
We're Quipscoping again today, this time about Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Warfare 2. You have played this game.
I have.
The campaign released, I think, sort of a week in advance for various special edition holders. But as of today, it is properly out, including all of the multiplayer modes and so on. What do you think of it so far?
I think this game is very, very pretty.
Yeah.
They've really done a good job with the, like, when we've seen some shots of it, like, in the last few weeks of, like, some clips from like the Amsterdam level.
Yeah.
And it looked amazing. I have to say, if there's one thing this game does well, it's the visuals. They look really good. All the mocap is amazing. And every time I see a character, like the cutscenes just kind of feel like a movie because they're just so good. Which I think is really impressive for a Call of Duty game especially. I'm at mission 8 in the campaign, which is about halfway through the campaign.
Okay.
So it's not very long because I've not been playing it for a very long time. But the campaign's pretty good. I'll tell you about that first before we do the multiplayer. So the campaign is, as most Call of Duty campaigns are, just you gotta kill the terrorists. Get them. And there's a guy called Hassan who you're hunting. He's an Iranian terrorist. And he's got the help of the Mexican cartel, so you end up in Amsterdam going after him, and then going after him in Mexico, and then he's in America, so you're hunting him down in America. So you're gradually kind of like going from place to place and meeting new people who are joining your team. You've got Ghost and Soap.
Yes.
And Alejandro, I think, is the other guy. And then there's Captain, who's like this British guy who's really gruff.
Captain Price.
Mustache. Yes.
The boy.
Him. The boy.
Yeah, with his mutton chops.
Exactly. Yeah, that's him. And yeah, so you're essentially just hunting Hassan around the world, doing various different things. Fighting the Mexican army at one point and swimming in Amsterdam and killing people from underwater at one point.
In the canals, do you see lots of bikes in there?
You do see quite a few bikes.
Do you?
Quite a few
bikes. Oh, that's good. That's a good attention to detail.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There is a bit weird in Amsterdam, seeing how everything's really real and then just like looking around and people are just kind of standing around. Like no one's like walking through. There's a couple of like the odd like set pieces, people just like walking in your way and stuff, but most of the time people are just kind of standing there like talking to each other, and you're a bit like, well, I know we're in a game, but the game looks amazing. Like, it looks
real.
So
the only thing that's taking you out of it is the people.
The weird kind of like NPC AI is just a bit like, we're going to stand here until someone brandishes a gun and then we're going to skedaddle.
Do you get to go into a coffee shop and then have a really relaxing afternoon?
No, you get to visit the outside of a coffee shop, but then you start shooting people because it's a Call of Duty.
Because it's Call of Duty, of course. So I believe this one is obviously, from the naming convention, a follow-up to Modern Warfare from a few years ago. I think that was, I want to say it's 2019, when they rebooted Modern Warfare, so to speak. And the campaign from that was singled out by a lot of people as actually being really good. I assume this one follows on from the story that was set up there. As I presume, you may not have played the original one.
I have not played it.
Have you found that to be a barrier to entry, or have you been able to pick up where things are quite easily?
I don't think it's been a barrier, no. I think that, like, the story so far has kind of been self-contained. You've obviously got characters that we've met before in the other game. But for the most part, I think if you hadn't played the other one, you wouldn't be missing out, because I'm following what's going on for the most part. There might be, like, certain things they're saying that, for me, is just them having a conversation that might be referencing something else that's happened in one of the other games. But for the most part, like, there's not really that much of an issue or a barrier for people coming into this game.
It also really pushed the boundaries of... There were quite a few moments in the original game where it would warn you ahead of time. Just so you know, there's going to be, like, torture and some really rough stuff in this. From what you've played so far, does this game not pull any punches?
Well, it's not been that bad. There's not been, like, really graphic anything happening so far. The most, like, not shocking, but the most bit where I was like, why? What's happening? It says, hold L2 to de-escalate civilians. And I thought it was going to be like, we're special ops, don't worry. But no, he just aimed his gun at them. And I was like, no. Don't do that. That's not what I wanted to do.
Calm down.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And they're like, okay, I'm going back in my house. And I'm like, why are we brandishing guns? It doesn't make sense. But yes, yeah, so that's the only time where I've been like, oh, it's pushing the boat out a little bit. But it's just because I was just not used to what was going to happen.
Okay.
But no, I haven't seen any torture or anything yet. It's been mostly kind of like war zone to war zone kind of situation.
Okay.
There is a little bit of, like, popping in, and I had a couple of, like, flashes of, like, things kind of popping in and out.
Right.
But that was not very often and only kind of towards the beginning of the campaign, so obviously I haven't finished it yet, but there was the odd bit and piece of, like, the entire mountain range that I'm looking at just flashed to white and then flashed back in.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's really good, and I'm enjoying it so far. Much better than Vanguard.
Yeah.
The confusing thing that was, obviously, IGN was like, Vanguard's campaign is a 7 and this one is a 6 according to IGN. But this one's already way better than Vanguard.
Okay.
Maybe because there isn't an annoying plane section, but also what is cool is that you've got, like, the ground combat, and then you've got, like, the underwater combat. But then at some point you were in a plane giving, like, instructions and, like, looking for enemies to shoot from the plane, and, like, you could see your guy waving a laser in the air, and you're like, well, I know where he is now.
Okay.
But they kept asking me to look for the greenhouse, and I couldn't find the greenhouse, and they kept shouting at me, being like, Sergeant, get on the greenhouse. And I'm like, I can't find the greenhouse, I don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, the building with the glass roof. I was like, yeah, I know what a greenhouse is, I can't find it. So yeah, I think it's really good, and I'm enjoying the single player campaign so far.
Good. I'm glad. And then at midnight, obviously, the multiplayer unlocked.
Yes.
Had a little go at that.
I have.
What do you think?
Man, I suck at it so bad.
Yeah.
I spent most of my time dead.
Okay.
But hey, that's not the game's fault. That's my fault. There's no zombies in this game, so sorry if you're excited for zombies. There's no zombie level.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There is first person mode, and there's also a third person mode.
Oh, interesting.
I'm way better at the third person mode than I thought I was going to be. I was like,
that profiterole vision.
Yeah, exactly.
Peripheral.
There's a first person has all of your standard, you know, capture the flag, team deathmatch. There's like a new, I don't know if it's new just for this game, but I've not seen it before. A prisoner either rescue mission,
okay,
where you've got a couple of prisoners and you don't want to let the other team get them, but same with, like, they want to get the prisoners. It's a bit like Search and Destroy in that once you're dead, you're dead,
right,
so you can't
okay.
come back. But your comrades can res you, which is nice. It kept happening to me, and I was just, like, sat there with the controller down because I was dead, like, immediately. I was like, oh, I'm back in the game, and then straight away the game ended because everyone died.
Excellent.
So yeah, that's pretty fun. I suck at it, but it's great. And then third person mode only has team deathmatch. What's it called? Well, basically team deathmatches, like, or variations on that kind of thing. It's called third person mosh pit is the, like, section of the games. And yeah, you're basically just in third person doing your standard Call of Duty stuff.
Excellent.
Some of the maps are a bit weird, just a bit confusing and kind of easy to get lost in. There was one that was just like a little town, you know, that you're fighting in, as with most Call of Duty games. One was like the sign of a racetrack, like you were in like the team bit of a racetrack where there was like race cars, like F1 cars and stuff,
like the pit,
the pit, and there was like big buses and stuff. But then, like, I just was kind of playing it and I was shooting all these guys, and then next to me I could just hear the race happening.
Oh.
And I was like, why is the race still happening, guys?
why haven't they called this off? It's death race.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But yeah, I know that there's been a bit of conversation online about specifically one of the maps that's really, like, by the Call of Duty fandom, I'm not happy with it because it just looks bad. It's like a long, like, road with lots of cars. It's kind of your only cover. There's not really lots of, like, vantage points and stuff. But I haven't encountered that one yet. But a couple other ones I was like, I don't know what to do here. I'm so lost the whole time. But yeah, I mean, it's your standard Call of Duty, really. So if you liked the other ones, you'll probably like this one.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. The mechanics are very similar to all the other ones. I haven't played a Call of Duty game, like, online since, I think, Black Ops 2 came out.
Right.
So it's been a while, and I, you know, the controls are basically the same. You shoot, you punch with the right
on
stick.
On PS5, you got those adaptive triggers at all?
Not really, no, actually.
No?
One thing I noticed, there isn't really any adaptive triggers in this game. It's just, I think, probably because most Call of Duty players want to just shoot as quickly as they can.
Well, exactly.
So there isn't that. I think you can play this game on PC, on PlayStation, with a mouse and keyboard. There was an option of just, like, controller controls or mouse and keyboard.
So. I think that was something that they would let you do for Warzone as well. And it's
worth
saying, too, that I think this one is a modular download system, as with previous Call of Duty titles. So you can download the you download a shell if you're getting it digitally, but then you can install the campaign, the multiplayer separately. And then I think there's another thing for Warzone as well. I believe Warzone 2 is maybe launching in November at some point.
Is something else. There's also a co-op section that you download as well. But I downloaded that and then couldn't find what they were talking about. The menu was so confusing, in the sense that there's just, like, no information. Like, I loaded up the game last night and I didn't realize it was just campaign, because obviously we got code, so I just kind of assumed it was everything. And I kept loading up and I kept booting up the campaign straight away. And I was like, hold on, no, I need to look at the menu. What's happening?
Yeah.
And then today, I don't think we installed the campaign.
No.
So it was just the multiplayer. But then again, like, it doesn't really go like, oh, you haven't installed the campaign. Do you want to do that? It just kind of goes like, you wanna shoot some boys? You wanna shoot some boys? But yeah, I don't know where the co-op mode is. I couldn't find it anywhere. So if there is one, got to hunt it down, because even though it was installed,
somewhere,
I couldn't find it. So
interesting.
So,
well, that was an issue I had with, and a lot of people had with, Warzone for a while, is because it was built off the back of the first Modern Warfare from a few years ago. The menu system was all over the place, in that they had different pages for all of the different Call of Duty games, and then Zombies, and then Warzone, and it was just sort of all over the place. So I believe with the new Warzone that's coming out, they're hoping to make it as simple as possible. Doesn't sound particularly promising based on your experience with the menu so far, but, you know, we didn't have everything downloaded for the sake of multiplayer testing this morning, so who knows?
Yes.
Well, excellent. It's available right now.
It
Call
is.
Of Duty
Came
Modern
out
Warfare
today.
2. It'll be probably at the top of the bestseller charts for months and months and months.
It will
so
indeed, probably.
If you want to get your shoot on, it's out right now.
Yes, it is. Enough time to equip, do you think?
I think so.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, more like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, good at this game for me. Please, I'm level one, help me.
That's good. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, more like Call of Duty Modern Warfare, ooh, a le co-op mode. Super play? Je ne sais pas. Merci. Yeah. There you go. Some French.
Very good.
Brilliant. Thank
Very
you. Good. Thanks for watching / listening, everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.